This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jody Kilbasa is the director of the Virginia Film Festival, and he joins me on the program. Jody, is Apocalypse Now one of your favorites?
Yeah, you know, I think that's an amazing film. In fact, it's one that was under a lot of consideration to screen last year because it would have been an anniversary year for the film, but when push came to shove, we went in a different direction, but I certainly love that film. I think it's remarkable.
Yeah. Now, y'all recently announced some news about the Virginia Film Festival. Give us the details.
Well, that's right. First of all, we announced our dates for next year, which is November 4th through 7th, and we're thrilled with those dates. They pretty much mirror this past year's dates, and it means we're going to be past Halloween, past the election, and not up against the UVA home football game. So we're excited about that. And more news in regards to that is that moving forward, the festival will no longer have an overarching theme as it has in the past. Instead, we hope to embrace a wider range of themes, but there won't be one central theme for the festival anymore.
And that's sort of, now what does that do for you as the director? Does that give you a little freedom? And
I think it frees us up immensely to be able to bring in the very best films that are out there. It's an opportunity for the festival to become somewhat more contemporary in time so that we're bringing the newest films that are out there, the very best. Although we'll continue to screen some classics, I think that, you know, whereas, you know, in past years, maybe the festival is skewed towards 60% classic film and only 35-40% new films. Moving forward, that dynamic is going to change, and we're going to focus more on contemporary films. And even when we screen classic films, look at them through a contemporary lens as to the impact that that film might have today.
Now, for folks who, you know, their only experience with film festivals is the festival here in Charlottesville, the Virginia Film Festival. And we're talking with Jody Kilbasa of the Virginia Film Festival. Explain to us the advantage of having more contemporary films, more new films, more cutting-edge independent films in a festival. What's the advantage to the folks here in Charlottesville who go to these events every year?
Well, I think it's an opportunity to see the very best in current cinema that's out there and to discover films that might not make their way to Charlottesville. They tend to be less commercial. They're more independent films. They explore a wider variety of topics. Some might be documentaries. Others are features. Others are shorts. But they're giving you a worldview, which I think is very exciting. Although we'll continue to screen films that are part of the Hollywood studio machine, we're certainly going to venture outside that in a very strong way. And I think that's very exciting. It's going to allow us to explore issues that are current, issues that are topical, issues that are of import to people from Charlottesville. And again, I think it's a great way to continue to engage the community.
We're talking with Jody Kilbasa. You sort of have the ability to take off the blinders and see the world of film, not just the Hollywood version, which is what most of us are used to, but the true scope and constellation of what is really going on in film today.
Well, exactly. And I think that although we're going to continue to celebrate the tradition of great filmmaking by screening classic films and explore those, we'll be able to explore a wide variety of sidebars by moving into more contemporary films. And, you know, again, when we used to choose the film 9, 10, 11 months out from the next year's festival, the world changes dramatically. The world of film changes dramatically in that 9 and 10 month period. And so as a result of that, very often we were pigeonholing the festival to explore a certain theme, which was sometimes exciting, but also left a whole lot of stuff out of the mix, which we'd love to be able to explore.
We're talking with Jody Kilbasa of the Virginia Film Festival. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock here on News Radio 1070 WINA. Jody, give us some examples of what's happening in film, because, you know, the Hollywood version, it's always about, now it's about 3D and big new movies coming in 3D, and we're seeing a lot more animation, a lot more computer graphics, but, you know, to ratchet down into the independent categories, what do you see happening in film that you find particularly interesting or exciting?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, you're going to see more of a trend towards 3D film because it's making money right now. I mean, some of the latest films that are out there, the Dragon movie, Alice in Wonderland, Avatar, of course, have made huge money in Hollywood, and so nobody's going to walk away from that trend. But at the same time, at the end of the day, film is about telling a good story, and you can tell a good story through special effects.
Retirement.
You can tell a good story through a simple, well-acted film with a powerful storyline. And I think that, you know, it's kind of interesting because people are always sounding the death knell for independent film. And I think 6 months ago, everybody was saying, well, independent film, it's going downhill. There's not going to be any market for it. And all of a sudden now, I notice a lot of smaller distribution companies that are popping up that are finding ways to get independent film out there and to distribute it. And people are saying, oh, well, we might be on the verge of a golden age of independent film. And I think that's just the natural ebb and flow of it. And you know, I think it's going to continue to be business as usual out there. I think that filmmakers want to explore topics. We've had two films recently here, the Parking Lot movie and World Peace, that played at the South by Southwest Film Festival that are made by Charlottesville filmmakers. And
that's great.
You know, people that have good stories to tell, documentaries to make, are going to continue to make powerful films.
Jody Kielbasa is the director of the Virginia Film Festival. Jody, I got to ask you now, your favorite director and or directors?
All right. Well, you know, this is impossible because, you know, I sat there and went online to just remind myself of all the great directors that are out there historically. And, you know, I'm going to throw a couple contemporary directors out there. Quentin Tarantino. I mean, I love Pulp Fiction. Inglourious Basterds was a great deal of fun. And whether you love him or hate him, the guy never bores you. I mean, he's always doing something that's interesting. He has a very, very distinct style. And, you know, I'm fascinated by his work. The Coen brothers, you know, incredible film.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Think about Blood Simple and Fargo and The Big Lebowski and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou and No Country for Old Men and, you know, just Miller's Crossing. So many of the great films that they've done over the years. Raising Arizona, I mean, it was just a great and fun film. And, you know, they've done remarkable work, you know, and they're constantly bringing out films. When I look back, you know, you got to give a nod to Steven Spielberg just over the years, everything he's done, to Francis Ford Coppola. You know, surprise pick for me, just because I love spaghetti westerns, is Sergio Leone. You know, I love The Good, Bad, and the Ugly and A Few Dollars More and the Fistful of Dollars and the sort of sweeping operatic westerns that he did. Directors that I've had the good fortune to meet and bring in for film festivals, you know, include Sidney Pollack. And when you look at his career with the big films that he's done, like Tootsie and The Fabulous Baker Boys and Out of Africa and Absence of Malice, or Norman Jewison, who he had in during this past year's film festival with his remarkable career with In the Heat of the Night and Moonstruck and Fiddler on the Roof and JC Superstar and Soldier Story and on and on and on with this guy's remarkable career. And I had the good fortune to bring Robert Altman into my festival down in Florida years ago as well, too, and again, a remarkable career. And you know, I could go on and on. I could go back to Charlie Chaplin, phenomenal director. David Lean with the big sweeping epics of the Dr. Zhivago and Lawrence of Arabia and Ryan's Daughter and The River Kwai. So my favorite director of all time, though, is Frank Capra.
Interesting.
You know, It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, Meet John Doe, Arsenic and Old Lace, It Happened One Night, all phenomenal films. And he captured, I think, a period of America, Americana, the American spirit that I think is very difficult for anybody to recreate today.
Jody Kielbasa, he's the director of the Virginia Film Festival. Give us the website again and the dates for this year's festival.
Absolutely. The Virginia Film Festival will run November 4th through the 7th. You can get information at vafilm.com. And a quick plug for the Virginia Film Society, which is every Monday night at the Paramount Theater. This Monday night, we're screening the LeBron James documentary, More Than a Game, which is sensational. And we are then broadcasting in HD live the NCAA finals of the basketball tournament, which will be exceptional. And the following week, we're screening Heaven Can Wait, the Warren Beatty debut film, the first film he directed, and the renowned author Peter Biskin, who wrote Star, How Warren Beatty Seduced America, will be there for a book signing and to talk about the career of Warren Beatty afterwards. So Virginia Film Society at the Paramount Theater on Monday evenings.
There you go. Jody, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care.
There's Jody Kielbasa. He's the director of the Virginia Film Festival.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.